First, it's my pleasure to share that the legendary coach and Hall of Fame member Pete Adkins will be named the 25th Missouri sports legend. The 25th Missouri sports legend. He had an exceptional career as a high school football coach, spending 37 years with the Jefferson City High School Jays. This will be the first time that we've recognized a Missouri sports legend away from Springfield. This is the highest honor that we provide to any individual. You can probably imagine who the first Missouri sports legend was. He was buried last week, Stan the Man Musial. And since that time, there have been a host of other outstanding individuals. Coach Adkins will be the first high school coach to be recognized at this high level. Here in Jeff City that night, we will be unveiling a bronze bust, larger than life-size bust, of Coach Adkins. Following that unveiling, it will be taken to Springfield and will be placed alongside the other 24 bronze busts on our Legends Walkway. And once again, this is the highest honor that we can bestow upon someone. We thought that it'd be appropriate that in this case, we recognize Coach Adkins here in his home where he had so much success. Please recognize Coach Pete Adkins, if you would. Pete.
Thank you, Gerald, and to the staff of the Sports Hall of Fame. We're indebted to you people and what you have done for sports athletics in the state of Missouri. I was sort of instrumental many, many years ago of trying to get something going for the Sports Hall of Fame, and I feel very humble this today that I was selected. Again, I thought that at my age, everything had passed by, and there wasn't anything else left to do but just sit back and watch the TV. But I am indebted to those on the committee who made this selection. I'm indebted to Jeff City and all the great parents and people who allowed me to work with their sons, and the records and so forth that we set here. It was nothing but my pleasure, and I just wished that I could do it again, but that's not possible. So we're going to accept these honors today and in April. And to Gerald and his crew again, thank you so much.